Here is the transcribed story in a nutshell. Listen. April Kane has been a prisoner of the woman Saint-Jacques, who hypnotized her. Terry Lee and Pat Ryan have traced them to an island hideout on the jungle coast of China. Two other men, Baron de Plexus and Slugger Dunn, have also arrived on the island. They are after the fortune in gold taken from them by Saint-Jacques. Well, that's the situation right now, and in a moment, we'll get in on the excitement. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. You know, boys and girls, one of the things our government has especially asked every good American to do is this. Uncle Sam asks us to eat the right things. Because you must eat right to be a strong American. Protective foods like Libby's Tomato Juice are important to every one of us. You see, Libby's Tomato Juice has vitamins, lots of them. It's rich in vitamins C and A, and also supplies vitamins B1 and G. Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice gives you vitamins in a great big way, and it's grand for flavor, too. Refreshing, zippy, delicious flavor, like red ripe tomatoes fresh off the vine. Every food that Libby packs, and there are more than 100 of them, is famous for its flavor. Have you ever tasted Libby's fruit cocktail, or Libby's corn, or Libby's swell corned beef hash? Gosh, they're great. Flavor like that makes a meal a real adventure in good eating. And Libby guards food values as carefully as flavor. When your mother asks for Libby's, she can be sure of nutritious, convenient, wonderful tasting foods. So tell her about Libby's tomato juice and other Libby's foods. How much they contribute and how they're extra special good. She'll be glad to get them. The name is Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S. Libby's Foods. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, that woman Saint-Jacques was tripped up in her plan, yeah? She was tripped into a shaft. She fell several floors down to the waters of the bay. This unexpected vanishing act left April in the hands of Slugger and de Plexus. But Saint-Jacques had not quite finished with these people. First thing they knew that they smelled smoke. So leaving the Kane gal hypnotized and alone, they went to investigate because, as Slugger Dunn so wisely expressed it, where there's smoke, somebody must have used a match. Well, as for you and I, suppose we join Terry and Pat as they walk along the narrow wooden island pier in the tropic darkness.
Well, this is Saint-Jacques' private entrance, I guess. Must be a path or something leading down to the main house.
Well, let's keep moving. We'll come to it eventually, Pat.
I wish I knew where de Plexus and Slugger Dunn were. They're up to no good in this island, but it's a doggone darker land here.
You know what they're after. And you know that they don't suspect us of being within 1,000 miles of them.
Sure, they want the gold, and so do we, if we can get it.
And we want to find April. That is, if this island is where Saint-Jacques is.
Yeah, of course.
Golly, I hope nothing's happened to April.
Well, I hope she's here. I hope Saint-Jacques's here, and I wish we had a bit of light. All we have to do is slip on a loose board, and we'll tumble into the drink.
Yeah, we could do with a little illumination. But if we light a light, we may attract attention.
Yeah, we'll have to noodle along here in the dark. Wait, what's that?
You know what it is? That's a power boat. That's up ahead, the way we're going.
Maybe it's de Plexus and Slugger. No? Well, they came in a motorboat. It didn't sound like this one.
It sounds like a speedboat of some kind. Listen, it's coming out of some cove. Here's a searchlight.
Get back, down the pier. That light will pick us up. Down, Perry.
Take a bet on that.
Suppose it was Saint-Jacques?
Could be. Why is she scooting across the water this time of night? I don't know. Something's gone wrong with somebody's plans.
We seem to be on the outside of those plans, Pat. We don't know anything about anything. We don't know if Saint-Jacques is on this island. We don't know if April's here, and we're not very sure about the Plexus and Slugger Dunn. Maybe they've come and gone.
Well, let's find out where we stand. Now, come on. This pier has to end someplace. Must be a walk or something up to the house.
That you out here, Baron?
Yeah. What did you find out?
The place is on fire in 6 corners.
Yes, I wasn't out on the other side of the building.
Then that Saint-Jacques dame didn't bump off. She got out of the water and started the fires. Look there. The top floor is all lit up, Baron. She must have had the place all set to burn it up in case she got in a tight spot.
Listen. You hear that?
Huh? It's a motorboat. Is that the one we came on?
No. I can tell by the sound. That's a fast boat.
Saint-Jacques. Come on, Baron. Let's go down on the dock and maybe we can still catch it.
Oh, fool, you can't reach her now. Then go out of the way.
Well, Sanjak, and she got away with the gold, too. Oh, you sure made a mess of this job, Baron.
Well, this is no time to quarrel, Mr. Dunn. Sooner we get back to the mainland, the better. Our one chance to get a line on that woman. Now, quick, we go down to our boat.
I hope that scow we rented didn't pull a fade out. Boy, that house is going to make some fire in a few minutes. You can see things as bright as day.
Yes, look up there, on either side. Soul Island will be one big fire before long. Our only escape is by boat.
Hey, wait a second. Where's that kid, April Kane?
Oh, who cares? She's not our responsibility.
Now, look, Baron, that's no go, see? I'll do a lot of things, but I won't let a poor kid hypnotized at that. I won't let her just sit back there in that house and get burned
what
up.
What do you mean you won't leave here? Very well, stay then. But I'm going.
Not on that motorboat, you ain't.
Well, we'll soon find out about that.
Now, look, Baron. You'll go head first into that water if you try
well,
anything.
Stand back, Mr. Dunn. I have a man to shoot you anyway. This will be a good time. The fire will sweep this island in a few minutes. There'll be nothing left. Nothing. You see? There goes the storehouse. Big building will be next. Well, the fire will sweep this dry wooden bomb.
Listen to me, Baron.
Hey, look, Terry. Terry, down there, the main pier. There's two men down there.
This fire lights up everything. Yeah, it's the Baron and Slugger Dunn.
We can't let them get away.
I don't see Sanjak or April.
He must have been in the speedboat that passed. Now, come on. Let's get close and surprise the Plexus and Slugger Dunn.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, well, wait a minute, Mr. Dunn. We waste time. You wish to be over, you wish to go back and get the chain file. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, sure. But you'll take a powder in that motorboat.
Exactly. So go on back to the house and stay together. And for me, sir, I'm leaving the island. And I'm leaving it now.
Oh, no, you're not. Too forcefully we disagree with Mr. Dunn. Seems that I hold the gun on you this time. Well, then, here's your choice. Come with me, forget the girl, or stay here. But speak up, the fire is getting heavy.
Right now?
Right now.
Get him, Terry. Suck him.
Friend, it's the last time you...
Save that, Baron. No. Keep out of this slugger.
Go ahead. No. Baron, I'm sitting this one out.
Hey, get that girl out.
Hurry. Go get him.
She's up in a big house. She can't help herself.
Hey, can you manage the Baron?
Yeah. Go ahead, get him. Now then, Baron. I'll take care of you.
April, where are you? April, this is Terry. April, what's wrong with you? Why don't you? You're hypnotized. I'll have to carry you. All right, here we go. Take a man. The smoke and the heat. We'll make it. We'll make it. Can't like any farther. I'm all in. Just can't go another.
Hey, come on, pick yourself up, kid. This pier's starting to burn. You can't stay here. Come on, kid, come on. You too, gal. We gotta pull our freight away from this island. The house is falling in. This pier's gone.
What happened? I can't remember.
Huh? Say, you okay? You've been hypnotized. You almost fried back there. Lucky your friends came along.
She put me to sleep. Nah.
Can you walk? Come on, see if you can walk. Get up on your feet.
Yes. I'm all right. A little dizzy.
All dames is dizzy. That's nothing new. Now look, you go on down on the dock. Get in that motorboat. I'll bring this lad on my shoulders. Go on now. Save the chatter for later.
All right. But where's Sanjak? I'm afraid of her.
Come on, kid. Let's shake the ashes off this place and get... I'll carry it. Your pal got a bullet from the Baron's gun, but you ought to see the Baron.
Better let me take a hand at that bailing, April.
No, I can do it, and I'm not a bit tired. You look after Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, you look after him. He's got a slug in his shoulder. Me and a kid here will scoop the water out. We ain't getting any place with these tin cans. Water leaks in faster than we can bail it out.
And we can't get the motor started, not at all?
It's as dead as a two-year-old streetcar transfer.
How you feel, Pat?
Shoulder's kind of numb. Baron winged me, all right.
Well, I'm bound up best I could. Now, you just sit still.
Yeah. You all right, April?
Yes, I'm not dizzy anymore. I mean, I'm not in a state of trance or whatever. But we can't do a thing with all this water. Pretty soon there'll be all water and no boat. It's ridiculous.
She's normal again, Terry.
Well, I ain't normal. We're in a spot, fellas. The more we bail, the more water comes in. It's leaking like a fishnet.
Well, anyway, it's better than being back there on that island. Look out there. The whole thing is burning. We're lucky to get away.
Yeah, but I don't see how. I tell you, we're going to be swimming pretty soon. And with the tide going out, well, we'll be carried nobody knows where.
Well, Baron Duplexus, you're happy about all this?
You had best concern yourself with your friends, Mr. Ryan.
Yeah, the Baron will have a lot to answer for when he reports to the Dragon Lady. What's she going to say when he admits that the woman Sanjak got away a second time? With a gold, too, I'll bet.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, Duplexus has plenty to talk his way out of.
Yeah, and I got a little score to settle with Billy Whiskers over there, too. But that can wait. Now, look, gents. In about 10 minutes, we're going to be fresh out of boat. Understand? We don't stand much chance against the tide, and these waters ain't very healthy to swim in. You see what I mean?
You mean there's sharks around here?
They ain't minnows, and they don't sleep nights. So get them life jackets ready.
I haven't any life belt.
Now, what do you want me to do, cry on your shoulder?
Here, Baron. Baron, struggling with this.
Well, April, this is a mess. A sinking motorboat and...
Yes, this is like going from the frying pan in the fire, only we're going from the fire in the water. And it's going to take all the curl out of my hair.
Well, would you listen to that? Come on, let's bail some more.
Well, April Kane didn't hit the nail on the head, but she wasn't far off. Our friends are in a pretty serious spot. Pat, with his wounded shoulder, thanks to Deflection. And Slugger Dunn has suddenly become quite a pal, don't you think? But now, with the boat slowly sinking under them, well, I'll tell you more in just a moment. Now remember, boys and girls, you're going to ask Mother to get some Libby's tomato juice. Tell her it's a marvelous tasting and rich in vitamins. She knows you need vitamin C and vitamin A, and Libby's tomato juice gives them to you in generous amounts. And it contains vitamins B1 and G as well. What you go for through its flavor, flavor that's made famous for many years, and to get that flavor, you want to be sure it's Libby's tomato juice. For victory, good Americans are buying United States bonds and stamps. Well, if I were you, friend, I'd be sure and tune in on tomorrow's transcribed Terry Tale. I can promise you some new excitement, and I have a hunch that the Dragon Lady will soon put in an appearance in a strange and thrilling manner. Yes, there's big stuff popping. So let's make a date for tomorrow.